It's Wednesday, November 27, and with your news at 11 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The Usakos mayor, Irene Simeon-Kurtz, says the Electoral Commission, community and Nampol are doing well as queues gave preferences to the elderly.
Obviously, also as a first citizen of the town, I've casted my vote already, and I've encouraged everyone, the young ones, the old ones, to come and cast their vote. It's very important for the future of our country and to have a say. So, yes, that is the situation in Usakos. It's all going very well. We've got five voting stations, and they are all fully manned, and the queues are up and running there. Yes.
Our correspondent, Adolf Kaure, provided an update on the ECN's headquarters in Erongo. The Swakopmund-based polling station played host to the regional governor, Neville Andre Itope, this morning. Here's the latest.
There was no squabbles, there was no misunderstandings. From what I could observe, the staff were very cordial, they were very professional. Everyone was treated with respect. We also saw some elderly people getting a little bit of, just to show a little bit of respect, getting a little bit into the queue from the front. And everyone was treated cordially, guided from one stage of the polling station to the next.
To South Africa, where the Auditor General, Tsakani Maluleke, says since the implementation of the material irregularity process in 2019, her office has managed to prevent or recover financial losses amounting to 3.39 billion rand. She briefed Parliament on the audit outcomes of the national and provincial governments during the 2022-23 financial year. Maluleke says the process has continued to contribute to improved accountability and oversight, as well as the protection of public resources.
Some of the other aspects we've been able to deliver as benefits of our MI powers relate to getting accounting officers to deal with weaknesses. We've been able to also get people to attend to maintenance of existing infrastructure. We've been able to use our powers to also refer matters to law enforcement, the Hawks, the Public Protector, and the National Treasury.
On the international front, an overnight crackdown by security agencies in Pakistan has forced Imran Khan's party to call off a mass protest. Khan's party and supporters were campaigning to secure his release, with him being in jail since August last year on corruption charges he claims are false. Imran Khan's supporters claim soldiers opened fire on unarmed protesters, with the police saying 450 demonstrators have been arrested for defying a ban on protests. Here's Hira Mustafa with the details.
Hospitals across the capital are on high alert and many of the patients are being treated there. What we are hearing from the party officials of Imran Khan, they are citing that the government crackdown was intense. They have fired tear gas. They have opened snipers to disperse the protesters from the site of D Square. Videos circulating on social media are also showing disturbing scenes in which we can clearly see many of the vehicles are on fire.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.